Okay, so we're learning a Briti Shalom. I don't know what you call it in English.
Covenant peace.
Covenant peace? Okay, covenant. That's what you call it at the end?
That's what Google translates it as.
Okay. Briti Shalom. No. Now we'll be silent. Yeah. Ikar betafel. Main and secondary. Al ha'astara sheyesh al ha'avodah shel tikkun ha'brit. About the hiddenness that there is about this work of tikkun ha'brit, tikkun ha'yesod, fixing the yesod. Haya Rav Yitzchak Kaduri, zecher tzadik v'kadosh livracha, ragil omar. Rav Yitzchak Kaduri, he had a usual thing they used to say all the time. שהיצר הרע נותן לאדם כסף קטן, ויצר הרע gives a man small money, small change, בכדי לקחת עוד הכסף הגדול. Right? Take away his big bills. ומה הדבר דומה? What is it like? It's like a little boy is holding a few papers of a few hundred dollars, paper, right? And this thief comes, says, you want money to buy yourself something? Here, take 10 shekels, the coins, right? The kid doesn't know. And he gives the guy the coins, and he gives him, give me the papers. What an idiot, he's giving me coins, he's taking papers. Right? That's what the Yetzer Hara does with us. Right? He gives us, he tells us, take the small change and give me the big bucks. What does that mean? Akesef agadol, the big money is, ze avodah al kedusha, is the work on kedusha, working on to be holy. Shmirat ha'enayim, guarding your eyes, latzet me'otat ha'ava, to go out of this taiva, this lust. V'hakesef ha'katan, in the small change, ze kol shara mitzvot, is all the other mitzvot. V'yetzer hara mukhan latet la'adam et hakol, et kol ha'torah v'mitzvot. The yetzer hara is willing to give a man all the Torah and all the mitzvot. U'bivad shelo ya'avod al ha'ikar, as long as he does not work on the main thing. שבתיקון הברית, which is תיקון הברית. לימוד תורה, תפילה, מצוות, right, learning Torah, doing the mitzvahs, right, davening to Hashem, הכל זה רק כסף קטן, it's all small change. כשזה לא מביא את האדם, להתגבר על היצרה, העיקרי, when it does not bring a man to overcome the main יצרה. It's a tool. כלומר, meaning, תכלית כל התורה והעבודה, the purpose of the whole Torah and the whole work of a man, שיזכה האדם להיות קדוש, a man will merit to be holy. כשיש לאדם את העיקר, when a man has the main thing, the main work, שזה שמירת הברית, which is שמירת הברית, אז כל התורה והמצוות מקבלות באמת ערך רב ועצום שאי אפשר לשער. Then all of his Torah and all of his mitzvahs, they receive such a high value, a lot more that you can't even imagine what a value it reaches. A lot more than if he doesn't have Shmirat HaBrit. Kol mitzvah, every single mitzvah, yesh la erech b'chashivut gdolah me'od, has a great, great value. A great, it's worth a lot. Aval kshe'en Shmirat HaBrit, but when there's no Shmirat HaBrit, ha'erech shel kol ha'torah v'mitzvot, right? The value of all of his Torah and his mitzvahs, akol kimo kesef katan. It's all like small change. It's still money, it's still worth, but it's a lot less. Ki et ha'on ha'ikari hu kvar hafsid, because the main fortune he lost it. V'chen kotev ha'avir Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov u'chatzera, and so writes Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov u'chatzera, the grandfather of Baba Sali, great grandfather of Baba Sali, he writes in the book Ginzei HaMelech. ואפשר לזה רמזה התורה, it could be, and this is what the Torah hinted when it said, ושמרתם את דברי הברית הזאת, you should guard the words of this covenant, of this ברית, ועשיתם אותם, and do them, למען תשכילו את כל אשר תעשו, right? So you'll be, the page 44, on the bottom. In order for you to have this sechel, this intelligence about what to do in life, הכוונה היא, and the meaning is, the intention of the words are, שרומז משה עליו השלום לישראל, משה רבנו is hinting to Am Yisrael, שעיקר קיום כל התורה ומצוותיה, that the main fulfilling of the whole Torah and the mitzvot, תלוי בשמירת הברית, depends on שמירת הברית. בכל פרטה ותיקונה, with all the details. וזולת שמירת הברית ותיקונו, besides שמירת הברית and fixing the ברית, כל התורה והמצוות ומעשים טובים, the whole Torah and the mitzvot, the מעשים טובים, a man, good deeds, הכל תלוי באוויר, it's all hanging in the air. Floating in the air. ואין להם על מה שיסמחו. סמוכו. It has nothing to lean on. ובעמוד קופחפת, if he writes there further on, שימקיהם כל... Don't be scared right now, okay? Don't get nervous what I'm going to read right now. Now you have to remember the first introduction that we learned. That a person fulfilled the whole Torah, and he has begun a brit, it's all nullified. All his Torah, all his mitzvahs, all gone. Don't worry.
How could that be? The person learning Torah is going to protect him against the Yetzer Hara.
Right. In truth, that a man, every mitzvah he does, he's going to get reward for. Regardless if he did Shmirat HaBrit or not Shmirat HaBrit. He put on tefillin, he gets Mitzvah tefillin, he gets tefillin. He smiled to a Jew, he gets... But regarding to get him close to Hashem, to get him into Kedusha, it's not doing anything. That's what he means nullified. Regarding pushing you towards the Kedusha, it doesn't do anything. Every all Torah, all mitzvahs, right? The person, he learns Torah all day. And he goes outside, right? And he doesn't care. He doesn't care about what he does with his eyes, right? And he's looking at women, looking at, right? And has all those bad thoughts in his head, right? Then the Sitra it swallows up all the Torah he learned. The Torah is supposed to guard you if you're working. But it doesn't work. Like Rav Ahu told us about Rav Avadi Yosef. Rav Avadi himself told him, said about himself, that from age, like, I don't know, age 13 or something like that, he didn't see a woman. He never saw a woman in his life. Why do you think he was such a holy man? He played the games. He went inside and went outside.
He was Abed Din of Tel Aviv.
And he was Abed Din of Tel Aviv, how is it? Right? He had to deal with all the naked ladies that coming to get the divorce there. This is like, you know, the rate there is like close to 90% or something.
90%
divorce rate. Something crazy like that. 70%, I don't know, something crazy. You know that it's more than New York, you know why? I told you why? It's more than New York? The divorce rate's here more than New York. So New York people just don't get married.
You don't what?
They just don't get married.
There's a case I know of a bed. There's a case of an odd bed
really?
Today, how can it be? How can he be learning Torah to be Abed Din and still?
Right.
How can he do it? How can it happen? Because he didn't fix this.
Yeah. So for every mitzvah he did, of course he gets reward. And every other person does, of course he gets punished. Right? But regarding pushing you to the Kedusha, it's all nullified. It's not nothing. But nothing went to loss, really. Why? Because a person who does tshuva, he picks up all these sparks from where they are. He does tshuva. He's like, from now on, I'm going to work on it. But now I want to be holy. So whatever he did, regardless, now he's going to pick everything up. He probably has a much higher place to grow to. It's like you know those springs that you bounce from. How do you call them? Those
trampolines,
right? So the lower you go, the higher you go. That's how it is. That's how it is, Amash. That's why no one can be despair here. Everyone continue smiling, etc. But it's a strong sentence. Should I say it again, just so we get frightened a little bit? If someone fulfilled the whole Torah and his brit is blemished, it's all nullified. Okay? Just so we get a little bit trembling in our hearts to know what we have to work on. Hayetzer ha'ra meramet ha'adam. The Yetzer ha'ra, he deceives a man. Right, Ezra? Deceives?
He does what?
Deceives?
Deceives
a man.
Deceives,
right? Fancy work, imagine. ונותן לו להקפיד ולהחמיר על כל המצוות כולן. And he gives the man to be strict about all the mitzvahs. Matzah, only that type. And kashrus, only that rub. Everything. He's chaval al hazman. Right? Tefillin, he has three types. So he for sure goes out from all the shittas. There's all kinds of things, right? It's all good. No one's saying negative. It's a very nice thing, right? But why does the Ezra do this? He gives a person this. Why would he let a person do this? So a person feels good with himself. But with this matter of Shmirat HaBrit, he puts him to sleep. Until a man can walk in the street with open eyes, to be in places where men and women are mixed together, he doesn't even feel that it's a negative thing. He doesn't feel any problem with that. He doesn't have a sense. He lost the sense. It's like someone who's used to drinking a lot of sugar in the tea. Right? Give him something without, he doesn't even have flavor. People used to putting a lot of salt. It's very unhealthy, right? A lot of salt in their foods. And afterwards, they can't without. He puts it to sleep. It numbs the same thing here. It's gives you all the good things. It numbs your feeling of dusha. You have no feeling of dusha. Right? Anyone who started working a little bit on dusha knows it clearly. It's 100% true. In the beginning, he doesn't understand what's wrong. I have a brother-in-law. He should be Shia Bari. He just called me. I told him once. Whatever, at their wedding, I told them, listen, you must have a complete mechitza, right? A complete division between the men and women. And that's what they did. Whatever, I caused it to happen, right? There's a sort of enforcement on it, that they must have it. So then, I remember I was at a wedding there, a mixed one with him, once sitting together at one table with my brothers and sisters. And he told me, I don't understand. Why isn't this good? Look, we have the mechitza by the dancing, and they're sitting here. I told him what I told you guys. I need everyone to look at my wife. I need to look at everyone else's wife. Leave me alone. Let me sit with the men's section, and everything will be calm and good. I said, oh, you got a point there. So what do you think? Everyone here is holy? I told him everyone was like you, holy, just looking at your own wife. People look at us. Which also is not 100% true. But whatever. You know. Look around. מה לעשות? אדם לא יודע. My point was that a person, when he starts working on this, he gets a sense. He gets a sense. He feels something's not right. Something's wrong here. He feels the kedusha, no kedusha.
Shema. He's not working on it. He doesn't feel kedusha. He doesn't know what
kedusha is. Exactly.
He doesn't even know what it is. He's insensitive to it.
Right. Like we spoke about.
We talked to him about kedusha. He says, "I don't know what you're talking about."
I am kedusha. What do you mean? I'm a holy man. Of course, I put on tefillin every day.
It's an educational process.
Right.
To be educated.
And no one could teach you this. You could only experience it yourself. It's like we said about ice cream. You can't explain to someone who. Now let's see, not allowed to eat ice cream. Not allowed to eat ice cream. You can't explain to him what flavors you're eating right now. He'll never know until he tastes, right? And through meditation, he goes deeper into the taste and taste even more. I'm telling you from experience, I know what it is. Anyways. Adam שלא יודע שנקרא ניסיון. A man that does not know that this is the main test that for it, that's why he came down to this world. The Yetzirah does not fight with him in other matters of Avodat Hashem. He lets him go learn, go do everything. He just puts him to sleep in this manner. With a wide heart, he gives him all the mitzvahs, all the Torah. Take it all. Mitzvot l'rov, he gives him success. He should have even odif. Odif is change, extra. He has extra. Shirgish ragua, he should feel calm. Ve'lo yasim lev shakol ra'ua, and he won't pay attention that everything is shaky. Shekol ha'on kvar alach, all the treasure left him ready, all the fortune left. Tov lo la'yetzara. It's good for the Yetzer Hara that a man will think, Ani lomed, Ani mitpalel, I'm learning, I'm davening, Ani yoseh chasadim, I'm doing kindnesses with everyone, Ani gabay b'kneset, I'm a gabay of a shul, I give a shir, I do this and I do that, right? וכך הוא מרגיש טוב עם עצמו, and this way a person feels calm. Right? Okay, I'm a good man. Okay, so I don't guard my ass so much. Okay, so what? That's what a person feels, but I do everything else, right? ולא שם לב, לא פי אתנשן לפגמי הברית שהוא פוגם בכל רגע. This is called blemishing the brit. Right? That he blemishes every moment. ולא שם לב לכך, and he doesn't pay attention, שהוא מזניח לגמרי את העבודה העיקרית שבשבילה הוא בא לעולם. He's neglecting completely the main work, afraid for that work he came down to this world. לכן, therefore, כל אחד, by the way, Rav Arush wrote in the beginning of the book, wherever I wasn't here, that anyone who has this book in his hand already has to be fortunate. That he's learning about that this exists. I learned in yeshiva my whole life till I was 20, before I came here. My whole life I learned in yeshivas, since Kita Aleph until I came here, my whole life, Baruch Hashem. But before I came here, no one ever taught me about Pagama Brit, Tikkun Brit, Kedusha, women, not to look at women.
Don't talk about those things.
No one taught me this. So what did we do? Of course, I was yeshiva. What did we do? We went to town, right? Every Thursday or whatever, every Tuesday. Whenever we had opportunity to drink, to hang out with the girls, to smoke stuff, you know, and have a good time. But no one taught us otherwise. As long as you're sitting and learning well, everything's great. No? Kama chaval. The Sidra is happy you're learning. Once you learn, and then come to town. Feed me. Okay? A lot of food, yeah.
See, the problem with that, though, not only is it tarnished.
Is it tarnished?
Rusty.
Yeah.
It's not clean. Is they wind up on cell phones instead of on safer phones. That's
some will talk about the cell phones.
Result of not having that kind of boundary.
נכון. לכן כל אחד צריך להשיב אל ליבו, everyone has to put into the heart, שרק אחרי שיש לאדם את העבודה, שמירת הברית וצניעות, and only after a man has this work, on שמירת הברית, and צניעות, try to be modest, רק אז מקבלות שאר העבודות יותר כאן, only then, the rest of his working on himself, then they receive their value. Then they get valuable. His Torah gets valuable, his prayer gets valuable, his mitzvahs get valuable, everything gets valuable. Ki, bli shmirat habrit, ze hakol hevel, v'yoter gerua mehevel. Because without shmirat habrit, it's all hevel. Hevel is nothingness.
Emptiness.
And worse than that. Why worse than that? Ki hakol olech la sitra achra, because it all goes to the sitra achra. It all goes to the bad side. V'noten latumah, kuach nosav achman etzan. And it gives the Tumah more power. Then he has to go to Uman and say Tikkun HaKlali. And Rabbeinu will pull out all the bad sparks. Halacha lemaise, practically now. Achadayin, fine, I'm saying Tikkun HaBrit, Shmirat HaBrit. No, tell me what to do. Okay, fine, I want to do it. You convinced me. Chaval, you convinced me. Now what do I do? Let's see what to do. What is Shmirat HaBrit? Let's define it. Achadayin, alenu lehagdir etev mai Shmirat HaBrit. But yet, we still have to define well exactly what is Shmirat HaBrit, the Ketzad Nitan Nishmor Et HaBrit, and how is it possible to guard the Brit, V'lizkod Et Tikkun HaBrit Baofen Ma'asin, how do we merit this Tikkun HaBrit in a practical way? Ki efshar la'avi mekorot rabim benoseh Tikkun HaBrit v'asvarim meleim izeh. It's like you bring many, many sources about Tikkun HaBrit, like he brought till now. And the books are full of it. Ach sefer ze. But this book, u sefer avoda. It's a book, it's a instruction book. Like you buy a washing machine, get instruction out of it. So we have a Rav Arush book, instruction how to guard the brit. Exactly. Ve'alenu litmaked ba'sheila. Now we have to focus on this question. Mahu ikar avodat ha'adam? What is the main work of it? Of a man, בעניין זה ששמירת הברית, in this matter, שמירת הברית, במה עליו למקד כל כוחותיו? In what does a man have to focus all of his כוח, all of his power that he has, all of his energy? Okay, fine, Shmirat HaBrit. Shmirat HaBrit means many things. The Machshava, right, the person's thoughts, the person's eyes, the person's actions, many, many things, speech. Now, what do I have to work on? What's the source of all of this? Now we're going to go, Avarush. Rabbeinu in general, Rabbeinu, right? He everything he brings practical. Practical. How do you know Avarush is really talking truth? Because you can see everything is practical. And we get that only from one place. Rabbi Nachman. So Rabbi Nachman, everything is so practical. So everything is down to earth. Okay, now what do I do? Fine, I heard a whole drush, a beautiful speech. Go out of the thing. What do you say? I don't know, but it was great. Right? People do that. You go out of a classroom. Spoke awesome. Gosh, awesome. What do you say? No idea. What do you get out of it? I don't know. One thing. Give me one thing that I'm supposed to do. It's not for doing, so I don't want to hear it. That's one of the, by the way, one of the ways of knowing if the Torah that a person's giving over, if it's true or not, if it's practical or not. Not talking about Gemara and stuff, but anyway, it's all practical, obviously, and even if the stories are practical, we always find more practical out of it. But if someone gives a nice vort, right, we give a nice vort, and it has nothing to do with my life, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. Leave me alone. Leave me alone. I want to hear what to do. If it's a vort with a meaning to it, there's a message in it, fine, I want to hear all of it. But if it's something now, oh, it's something cute. Okay, no, so yeah. What am I going to do now? I think it has to be practical. זה ברור ששורש כל החטא הוא בתאווה לנשים. It's obvious, it's clear, that the source, the root of all this sin, of all the sin is תאווה לנשים, the lust for women, like we spoke about many times. השולטת על המוחו, when it, especially when it, it's שולט, איך אומרים שולט? It's controlling his brain, וליבו, and his heart of a man. כן? But, how do things get into the heart and the brain? That's what we want to find out. אך המוח והלב של האדם, but the brain and the heart of a man, מוכתבים ומוזנים על ידי העיניים. Right? They get the manuscript and the sustenance through the eyes. The eyes are the opening to the neshama, right? There's a pupil. It's black. Not really black. There's a hole in there. There's a hole in there. Yeah, right? Whoever looked a little bit of the autonomy, there's a hole in there. Right? It's the hole to the neshama. I don't know. I never saw dead man, only movies. But the way they make it, at least in the movie, that you can see when the man's eyes are like that. Like, why? There's no life in them. I don't know how to do it in the movie. It's a dog. But... to ask, what's his name? The guy who has father those movies, right? Okay. Okay. Everything, we feed our brain and our heart through our eyes. Right? No? Truth is that you can see also in this generation, anyways, the way we eat, the way everything, we don't even realize. It's food.
Like a camera.
The camera, but it's worse than a camera. Why is the eye worse than a camera? I mean, it's more sophisticated than a camera. Besides the amount of colors that you could, the doctors will never reach the they can't. How much colors and everything that most people have, right? But besides that, when you photograph something with your eyes, when you photograph with a camera, my wife's a photographer, so I can tell you all about cameras. She takes a picture. What was there is you can print it out, right? But there's no feeling there. But when you photograph something with your eyes into your brain, you photograph it with all the feeling you had at the moment, right? People, if you see your house you grew up in from the time you grew up in, even in a picture, and it brings that memory, you also have a feeling of whatever, it was a good childhood, not a good childhood, we have a feeling in it, right? You see pictures of people you love, and you remember how they look. Even if you don't see a picture, just remember, right? And if you saw women, and you had lust, chazak at the time, your mind was like, you had taiva really, really burning in your heart, right, at that moment? So every time you remember it, that's how you remember it. That's how you remember it. Every person's working on himself, and he doesn't want to see, and he saw... So fine, so you saw, but it's like you said the other day, He didn't pay attention to it. He doesn't care for it. So it's not good. Don't look. But if he saw, it's less harmful. But if someone with desire, he goes and looks, but then that's what he's feeding his brain with.
There's an emotion attached to it.
Attached to it, exactly. As long as the man still blemishes in his eyes, dehainu, meaning shulam nishmal miriyot asurot, he doesn't guard himself from forbidden scenes. The wadain royal mistaken anashim, and he still looks and stares at women. Who od mosif shemen lemdurat ta'ava boyot bekirbo. He's still adding oil to this fire which is burning in his heart, inside him. And he at least melabeh. When you have fire, you make the fire bigger. In flames, I don't know. Like blowing at the fire to make it bigger. Of the taiva. Zatomeret, this means shu mechazek et shol shechet. He's strengthening the roots of the sin. So the eyes, through the eyes, we have the ability to control the amount of taiva that we have. How could a person even think about fixing the breed? When all of his brain and his heart are in this jail, in this prison of this taiva. It's a prison because it's controlling you. Besides that, the fact that what a person sees is very, very, very chamur, it's very, very chamur, it's very horrible. Not good. Besides that, you can't even think about fixing the brit. We'll see that the first thing that we have to work on is our eyes. Because that's the main pigyam of brit. Shemetamet mocho velibo shel adam. It brings, how do I say, tum'ah. In the brain and the heart of a man.
Impurity.
Impurity, right. Ukvar b'shlav zeh. And already in this stage that we are in the book, chashuv lizkor, it's important to remember, she'enayim shmurot hem enayim atzumot. The guarded eyes are shut eyes. How do you guard your eyes? You shut them. Ach kasher einayim ptuchot, hem lo shmurot. And when the eyes are open, they're not guarded, you don't know what you're going to see next. Sharei ein lecha shlita al ma shikanes la'ach al ha'einayim. Because you have no control what goes in the eyes, whatever goes in front of your eyes, you see. If you close them, so you're controlling, it's not a... Right now, to see, not to see. The control is like to close the eyes or not to close the eyes. That's where your control is supposed to be focused on right now. To control the eyes? To close them or not to close them?
The free choice comes in.
Yeah. Do I want to close them or not? Umeidach, on the other hand. Kasher Adam. Now, what Rav Arush is writing now is from personal experience. Kasher Adam zoche lishmor et ha'einayim. Because the first part, by the negative, he doesn't need to write personal experience. We all have our own personal experience. But the other side, the good side, he has more experience than us. When a person merits to guard the eyes, הדרך לתיקון הברית היא קלה ופשוטה. Then, the way for fixing the brit is open, it's easy, it's simple. כי הלב שלו מלא ברצונות וכיסופים, because his heart is full of desire, will and desire towards Hashem. ויש לו חיות נפלאה בתפילה ובהתבודדות. And he has great livelihood in his prayer and his bodedut. And then it's easy for him to lengthen his tefillah. Then he could daven lengthy. Why? Because his heart is clean. He wants Hashem right now. When a person goes and he sees everything in the street, then it's hard for him to do his bodedut along his bodedut. Why? How do you do six hours? Two ways. Either Hashem puts you in such a corner you must scream for 6 hours. Right? Or that a person has such desire to be with Hashem that he could stand in front of Hashem for 6 hours and talk with him. He has no problem. Right? Why has that happened? He shuts his eyes. Nimtza shakol talui b'shmirat ha'einayim. So we find here that it all depends on guarding your eyes. Kmo shenevaer ba'arichut b'emshech ha'perek v'aprakim ha'baim. Like we're going to explain lengthily in further on in this parak and in the further chapters. Lechol adam chayav leafnim etev, and every man has to internalize et hayesod hazeh, this basic fundamental שבו תלויה כל הקדושה שלו, that, and this depends all of his קדושה, וכל הצלחת החיים שלו, and all the success of his life. שואלים אותי הרבה פעמים, I've been asked many times, על מה להתפלל ראשון? What's the first thing I should daven on? What should I daven first? והתשובה היא, the first thing is, קודם כל העיניים, first of all, you daven about the eyes. Before tikkun avid, before anything. First of all, I want my eyes to be shut. I don't want to put dirtiness in my brain. Okay? I make a diet of the brain. Only good things now. From today, only good things in the brain. כל הזמן שהאדם עובר על עשרת הדיברות, as long as a man is still transgressing עשרת הדיברות, the 10 commandments, על עוונות רבים וחמורים בכל יום ויום, and many, many types of very, very, very difficult sins. מה הוא שואל על מה להתפלל? What is he asking what daven for? שיתפלל קודם כל, first thing he's daven for, להפסיק לחטוא בחטאים חמורים, to stop sinning in these worst, they're very חמור, very difficult chataim, very, very hard. Shem yisod kol hayadut. And these are the yisod, the root, the base of all Judaism. Yisod kol haemunah, the base of the emunah. Yisod hachaim, the base of life. Sheitpalel al ha'inayim shelo. First thing he has to pray, to guard his eyes. Said them. So now we have today,
even the Ten Commandments, it's the eyes.
Yeah. He brings later how, why the Ten, why when someone looks, why is he over all the Ten Dibots? So he brings it later. But okay, we have today and Friday and Shabbos. Everyone could start davening about the eyes. And Sunday, I already feel different. I promise you.